It is the 23rd century. Humans have left the lowly confines of planet Earth and have sought their destiny among the stars. While many things have changed, one constant remains: the need for young men to venture forth and do the work of the Lord. This is the tale of two such men who at the age of 19 have answered the call of their general authorities and are embarking on a two-year mission to spread the gospel throughout the galaxy. This is the story of Space Elders! Today, we find our duo, Butch and Lehi, taking care of business a little closer to home. Golly, Butch, I don't think that Zone Leader Hansen would approve of us making an unscheduled stop on Earth.
Look, I just need to stop back at Mr. Max and have some minor alterations done. You know, if we make some minor course adjustments, we can save enough time so that Zone Leader Hansen won't even know we were ever here.
But golly, your new course will take us awfully close to the sun.
And your point is?
Well, when spacecraft use the sun's gravity as a slingshot, they usually end up in some kind of a time warp or a parallel universe.
You've been watching too many Holovision shows. Besides, maybe in another universe we might be able to convert somebody. Well, here we go.
Kind of a rough landing.
Hey, where are we?
Well, except for the lack of either people or vegetation, I'd say it looks pretty much like Earth.
Well, come on, then. The sooner we find Mr. Max, the sooner we can get back to tracting them.
Looky there! It's monkeys walking upright and wearing clothes. Maybe they can tell us where to find the Mr. Max.
Cornelius, look! Someone has dressed up humans! How clever!
Oh, that's not a very funny joke, Zira. Humans wearing clothes? How disgusting.
Hi, I'm Elder Christiansen, and this is my companion, Elder Jensen.
Hi.
We represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You know, the Mormons.
Cornelius, they can speak! I told you that humans could talk!
Oh, it's nothing but a trick. They're just mimicking us. Human see, human do.
I think that they are cute. They will make fine lab animals. I will call you Bright Eyes.
Hey, look, sister, the name's Butch, and I'm not going to be anyone's lab animal.
Oh, here comes Dr. Zaius. Let's get his opinion.
Humans wearing clothes? This is heresy. I will find out who has done this and exile them to the Forbidden Zone.
Oh, but Dr. Zaius, they can speak.
That is preposterous. The human brain isn't large enough or advanced enough to support speech.
Well, excuse me, but Dr. Zaius, wasn't it? Well, Elder Jensen and I are here as representatives of the Mormon Church, and we were wondering if you'd like to learn more about our religion.
Talking humans? I must dissect these mutants at once and get to the bottom of this.
Well, Lehi, you have your choice. Either you can be a rat in a cage or a frog on the dissection table.
I'm with you. Let's run for the beach. Will Lehi and Butch ever get back to their proper time in universe? Will they ever find Mr. Max and have the alterations made on Butch's suit? Will Zira and Cornelius have to go down to the human shelter and adopt some lab animals? Tune in next time to hear Butch say...
Well, we made it to the beach in one piece.
Hey, looky, Butch. Looky.
What?
That looks just like the statue of Moroni from the Salt Lake Temple. Except for the fact that it's down here on the beach on ground level.
You maniacs! You blew it up! Dang you! Dang you all to heck!
On the next septum-deviating episode of Space Elders!